For several years, the international community has actually been paying low-level members of the Taliban to hand over their weapons and give up the fight. The project is called the Afghanistan Peace and Reintegration Program, and it's now up for review because funds are drying up. Douglas Key is country director for the United Nations Development Program, which helps administer the reintegration effort. He told us via Skype from Kabul that the program was started back in 2010 with high hopes.
The monthly allowance for many of these ex-combatants was about $100 a month. Back then, the basic assumption was that it was indeed economic factors that were driving the conflict and that would therefore be able to lead many of these fighters away from the fighting force.
I don't have to tell you, there have been countless accountability reports by the U.S., by the U.N., that detail the widespread corruption within various parts of the Afghan government. Are you sure that that money has gone to where it was supposed to go?
We can't say that every dollar was used in its intended purposes. That can't really be said for, I would say, hardly anything here in Afghanistan. But I do believe that overall, our focus on monitoring the funds was successful. Was the program successful in terms of achieving the right goals? That's a different question. When we look back now in retrospect, you know, it's always 20/20 hindsight, but the basic idea of using a DDR program, disarmament, demobilization, and reintegration program, prior to a peace agreement, you know, those of us who are here now, we look back and say, what was the rationale behind that? Because usually there should be some real peace
first and then demobilization.
That, you know, that was flipped in this particular case. And I guess there was quite a strong, I don't know, maybe hope is too idealistic a word, but there was some aspiration that indeed, by using this type of funding, international support, we could chip away at the monolith of the insurgency to draw away from the conflict fighters that would be motivated by financial incentives.
Although that's totally, it's not sustainable, is it? I mean, for a short-term gain, but do you just continue to subsidize these fighters and to pay for their loyalty?
Well, in all development work, the basic idea is, you know, use initial financial support as a catalyst, but also focus on the long-term market-driven factors that can create jobs for the long term. Again, if we had had a chance to do this all over again, I think we would focus much more, number one, on seeing what we could do even in the absence of a peace agreement that would be sustainable. And that's a mistake we made. The government needs to be coming up with a new Afghanistan Peace and Reconciliation Program, Chapter 2.
Would a Afghan Reconciliation Program Part 2 even work today without a peace deal? Because there still is not a peace deal.
You know, there's been 15 years of, you know, hundreds of billions of dollars of support to Afghanistan, but there hasn't been enough focus on how can we build the foundations for this government to govern independently. And that's how I would describe the basic term of capacity building. And I anticipate the next 4 years will probably be the last significant international aid going to Afghanistan. We need to do everything we can in the next 4 years to build those foundations. And at this point, you know, the government is still 95% dependent on donor aid for its development budget, 95%. So I believe that we can do a lot even in the absence and being realistic this time, not putting the cart before the horse, saying, look, progress towards a peace agreement is underway, but we're not there yet. And we shouldn't take anything for granted like last time.
Douglas Key is the country director for the UN Development Program in Afghanistan. Thank you so much for talking with us.
Thank you for covering this important issue.